Why is forgiving someone so hard? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Later in the show, you'll hear from Julie Court and New Life for Today Ministries. She's going to talk about how to forgive the unforgivable.
You know, I think with forgiveness, it's a tricky thing because I would wonder, did I really forgive this person or not? And I believe she's going to help answer those things. But when it comes to forgiveness and someone hurts us, a lot of times we put up walls and we think that if we forgive them, we're giving them a get-free pass. Like, you know, let me just put up this wall.
Well, I think there's many, many reasons why people connect to that statement. Like, why is it so hard to forgive? Because it's not easy to forgive. It's not like it's just so easy because there's a cost to hurt. Mm-hmm. And when someone feels hurt, they're saying, you know, you need to understand. I mean, when you get hurt, you want the person who hurt you to understand. A lot of people, the way they think today is they say, well, you know, I'll forgive, but I won't forget.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like, I'm going to use this against you in the future, even though that's not what they're saying, but in a way they are. It's like, I'm not going to forget because one day you're going to get it.
Well, you know, and society does have a hard time forgiving because look at these statements that are out there like, you know, why get mad? Just get even, you know? And that's what people talk about.
Yeah.
And is that a good thing?
Right.
Is it really good? Is it really going to feel good to get even?
And will
even?
It resolve the problem? I mean, once you've taken care of whatever it is and done that, is it really going to heal you? Is
Romeo
it
gonna, and Juliet?
Is that really going to make a difference in your life and theirs? I mean, you know, if someone breaks your toe, you're going to break their toe. Now you both have broken toes. What's that going to do? You know? And so I think this is a great topic, what we're going to talk about. And Julie has a lot of insight about forgiveness. So stay tuned so we can hear more about forgiveness with Julie after the break.
Colorado Christian University College of Adult and Graduate Studies presents Hope Fest 2017, Saturday, June 10th at Centennial Park Amphitheater. Tickets are just $39 and are on sale at www.thehopefest.com. Less than 5,000 tickets are available, so get them while you can. One day, one stage, 10 huge bands, and 5,000 of your closest friends. Hope Fest 2017!
Did you know that we have a way for you to win free tickets to Hope Fest? This week, we're giving away 2 free tickets to 1 lucky winner. Call us to enter to win the drawing. Our number is 877-480-4477. That's 877-480-4477. We'll be speaking at Hope Fest and would love to meet you at our Real Life Radio Show booth. Hope to see you there. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Hello, everyone.
We have Julie Court with us, who has a ministry called New Life for Today. She's going to share with us some key tools on overcoming bitterness and having forgiveness, and it's amazing.
Good.
So let's welcome to the show, Julie. Thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, I know from your story, you grew up in a situation where your parents divorced and then your mom remarried and the stepdad was abusive, not only physically, but also sexually abusive to you.
Wow.
And I know that at 11 years old, you looked at him as he was putting the moves on you that you said, if you touch me, I will slit your throat. And you were very angry, very upset. How could a good God allow these things to happen? And I think a lot of people are going through that and thinking those things. But through this, as you got older, the Lord got a hold of your heart and brought healing and gave you a new perspective. And now you are able to forgive and share with others how to do the same. So Julie, thanks for sharing with us about your ministry. Tell me a little bit about how this got started, your ministry.
Well, we founded New Life for Today in 2009. And it was originally started to do third world missions and began to take the gospel of Christ into the nations. And this was really a training ground to see signs, wonders, and miracles to see real Christianity lived out in poverty and compounds and refugee camps. And I've had just incredible experiences around the world. Oh. But then the Lord expanded my ministry into being a pastor and asked me to write a book to tell his story of how he heals broken people and transforms them into wholeness.
Wow.
Sounds like you're doing a lot of great things, and I haven't had a chance to do it, but I got your book, and you have a recipe of forgiveness that you go through, and I wanted to talk a little bit about that because I think there are people listening who want to know how to get that kind of forgiveness, not only to give it, but even for themselves.
But, you know, Julie, I want to ask you a question because some of our listeners are listening and saying, how do I know I'm dealing with bitterness and things like that? Like, that's not me, or is it? What would you say? What's usually kind of coming out of someone who's really struggling with bitterness?
One of the things that is a telltale sign that you still have bitterness in your heart is when you have to tell people about it. And when you blame the other person and you make that known to other people, what they did.
Mm.
Or if you think about it and you constantly, if it brings you shame and it makes you feel like a victim, then you're not living above what they did to you, and you need to know the three steps of forgiveness.
Wow.
That's good to know.
I think a lot of people can relate to that because, you know, I can remember times in my life feeling that anger and frustration, and the way it breathed out with me was just sudden fits of rage, you know, just like everything's happy, 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 and then sudden rage. This is when I was an atheist, of course.
And I think some people, they get to a place where they've been wronged, and so they feel they have to hold on to this. Is that right, Julie?
Yep, and that's deception. That's actually what I call the snare of the fowler, that you're hanging on to it actually prevents you from walking in freedom and success, and you cannot stay seated in heavenly places with Christ and live in that place of victory while you're tethered to that sort of emotional anchor into that situation.
What kind of physical problems or even emotional or spiritual does unforgiveness bring upon somebody?
One of the biggest ones is lack of intimacy with God, but also lack of being able to connect and have true intimacy with your family and friends.
Do you think that's because walls are put up or they're thinking too much about the other things? What would cause someone to not be able to connect?
Well, first of all, you have that wall, but secondly, it makes you more of a negative person, and it stops you from actually being able to receive the good things that God wants to give to you and the good things that are actually all around you, but you can't see it because you're so focused in on that negative experience.
Wow, and it's tragic because life goes by and people are missing out on the goodness of God because they're so focused on that hurt, the pain, and maybe not even knowing it, and there's so much unforgiveness. What are some of the steps you go through in your book to healing their heart and getting that forgiveness and getting close to God?
Well, a lot of people know that they're supposed to forgive, but they think, I'm not ready, I can't, it's too hard. And really, all of those are just excuses. No one has taught so many people that as an act of your will, you can take control over that lie that it's too hard, and you can say that nothing is impossible with God, and I choose to forgive as an act of my will. I choose not to be ruled by bitterness, but I choose to walk in obedience because I know that that obedience is going to bring me freedom and all of my kingdom inheritance, and I want that more than I want unforgiveness.
Right. And what are some of the key things? There are people listening now and they're saying, well, I don't even know what to do. I mean, I haven't thought about this for years. And they think that they've forgiven, but they're realizing those signs that you talked about, that they have those issues of unforgiveness. Where could they even start to forgive people? What is a good starting place?
Well, I have three sentences, and it's really simple, but you have to choose to do it. So the first one is, as an act of my will, I choose to forgive so-and-so for XYZ. Now, some people have done that over and over and over, but because they've never done step two or step three, the feelings and the things that are inside their heart have been left unprocessed. So then the second step that I suggest a very simple way to say it is, I cleanse my heart and let go of all bitterness, resentment, and rage against so-and-so in Jesus' name.
That's powerful.
And you can actually say, I will not cooperate with bitterness any longer, and I will not let it stay in my heart. Bitterness, go. I release you in Jesus' name. And the third one is a very powerful principle that I think it's a tragedy that the church does not equip people to release a blessing on those people who hurt us. Scripture says that we are to bless those who on purpose despicably use us. And what happens is when someone uses you on purpose, they are trying to become your oppressor. And by accepting a victim mentality, you place yourself underneath them. And what happens is when you forgive, you climb up one step. When you release that bitterness and resentment, you climb up another step. But once you choose to cooperate and keep your territory in the kingdom, and you can see yourself seated with Christ in heavenly places, and you choose to say, I release all kingdom love. I release all kingdom, the kingdom of heaven on that person in Jesus' name, that they could experience the love of God and the freedom of God in spite of what they did to me. I bless them in Jesus' name. You have now positioned yourself above that person who hurt you, not to lord over them, but you are completely free of what they did.
That's wonderful. You know, Julie, you have this ministry, which is called New Life for Today, and this great book, which is incredible, Life Makeover, and where you talk about these steps. And there are people listening who want to get their hands on this. How do people get a hold of you, your ministry, and this book?
They can go to my website at newlifefortoday.com, and there's a donation tab. And if they go on there, by donating $15, we will ship them a book. And if you order 10 books, we'll give you the discussion guide for free.
That's wonderful. Well, we've appreciated your tools and the keys that you've given. Again, this is Julie Court with New Life for Today. God bless you, Julie. Thanks for all the work you're doing.
You're welcome, and have a wonderful day.
Father God, I'm just sensing the now word, the now thing that's really just coming out is that the bitterness, though sometimes there's someone out there who feels like, I have to get this out. I have to get back at them because this bitterness is a weapon. But it's not a weapon. It's actually a chain for us, for you. And so we got to put these things down and give it to the Lord. So Lord, we put these things down and we ask for you to transform our lives as we forgive, as you have forgiven us. Jesus, we ask you for our forgiveness and we forgive our offenders in Jesus' mighty name. And we bless them. In Jesus' name.
Amen. God bless you all. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Real Life.